So Charlie Sheen's daughter, Sammy, she's just turned 18.
Okay.
And she's got herself an OnlyFans page. Now, Charlie's less keen, right? Now, OnlyFans, we get it. There's a lot of people on there making a great deal of money.
Mm.
There's plenty of times where I thought, if only I could stop eating cake, maybe that's a career opportunity, right? But I'm not prepared to give it up. And she's, you know, Charlie Sheen, obviously everyone's gone to him and gone, Charlie's had a wild life.
Yes.
He's done a thing or two, so he can't really afford to be a judgy dude. But he has said, look, I cannot condone my daughter having an OnlyFans page, but I can't prevent it. So I urged her to keep it classy, creative, and don't sacrifice your integrity.
Good advice.
Great advice.
I mean, weird advice from Charlie Sheen, but good advice as a whole.
Well, he then turned around a bit like a bit of a backhanded sort of, you know, and said, well, she's 18 and she lives with her mother.
Right.
As if it was like, he also said it Denise Richards' reason for...
It didn't happen under my roof.
Yes.
Which is kind of like the thing, like every dad said that at some point.
Could you imagine what happens under Charlie Sheen's roof?
Yeah.
I think she might be better off somewhere else. But it did make me feel, you know, it was one of these things that made me go, I get it because, you know, I'm all about supporting women and I want women to just, you do you, boo, get out there and do it. And I also get that sex sells and that's how these things work and that's how people can successfully get on OnlyFans. And it's like, do whatever makes you feel empowered and go crazy. But why do we always have this feeling that like, oh no, at some point we have to tell dad?
Well, of course you do.
Like, why has it always felt like dad has some sort of, you know, he's the guy that we have to impress and he's the guy we can't disappoint?
Is it daughters with dads and sons, or is it everyone?
I feel like it's a daughter and dad thing.
Have you seen this thing about Michael? Do you know who Michael Owen is? He was a big footballer for Liverpool, England, whatnot. And his daughter, who's 19, Gemma, has just got on to the English version of Love Island.
Oh, right.
And he's, you know, so he's doing his punditry and people are going, yeah, that was great, the 4-4-2 formation that they used, but what about your daughter on Love Island? And he's saying, oh, it's hard. I've just seen her, you know, hopping into bed with an Italian guy called David. You know? So dad's trying not to be disappointed.
And, you know, like, it's not dad's responsibility. Like, dad doesn't own you,
but
you know, and it's not, you can do whatever you like, but why? So, I mean, I'm putting it out there. Have you had to have a conversation with your dad? Have you gone, Dad, I've got an OnlyFans page?
Yes.
Or maybe you're in the industry. Maybe you're a sex worker and you're like, I've had to tell Dad. Like, I'd just love to hear went down.
Can I tell you why from my perspective?
Yeah.
Like with the two girls. It's because look, my eldest is only 6, but I get this feeling that you never look at them as anything like beyond, that's my little girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for me, Mila, the memory of Mila will always be she's just been born. I've put my finger out on the palm of her hand and she's closed her hand around it. Like that's that memory.
Yes.
So there would, you know, as much as I would be like, okay, you know what? You're a grown girl. You just take care. Like I would also be, oh God.
And that memory.
Why?
That memory will always be there, Pete, but it'll be her little hand clasping a mouse. Clicking through going, thanks, Don.
I reckon we try. We got one.
We got one.
Just one caller, one person who goes, I've had to have an awkward conversation with my dad about what I did for a living.
Sure.
Great. All right. Check it out. Claire in Byford. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We're great. Claire, have you had to have an awkward conversation with Dad?
I have. So look, when I was 18, I started doing skimpy work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the Living Dolls who I worked for at the time were trying to get hold of me on my mobile. And of course, I wasn't answering the mobile. And stupid me had put the home phone number on my application as well. So
great.
Of course, they rang Dad answers. And he just looks at me with this blank look. He goes, it's the Living Dolls. What on earth are you up to?
Wow. And you say, Dad, how do you even know what Living Dolls is?
I should have run with that. I didn't at the time.
Yeah, right. Double standards much. But Claire, was it an awkward conversation? Was it okay?
Look, I mean, Dad just accepted that I was a wild child and I was just off doing whatever I wanted anyway. But what I did find weird was that, you know, Mum had a totally different reaction because I got burnt up in Lancelin on a weekend and needed to work on the Sunday night and I was burnt. So I remember standing in her backyard with her putting tanning lotion on me to cover up the burn to go and work as a skimpy.
It's a family business.
Oh, Claire.
Right?
Love it. Great call. Thanks, Claire.
Sue in Vic Park, thanks for calling us this morning. The awkward conversation with Dad. What happened?
I had to tell him I was a burlesque performer.
Oh, burlesque. Okay. And burlesque, I mean, it's one of those things that's been more celebrated as a performance, hasn't it? Because the idea is that burlesque, we're meant to clap and cheer and carry on. But does it make it hard? Because, I mean, he hasn't come to any performances, or has he?
No, he hasn't. He will not come to any of my performances. And he doesn't even like it when I talk about it with my mum that much. My mum kind of loves it. She's a bit a creative, so she loves it when I'm talking about costume ideas and things like that. But my dad just completely kicks out when these conversations happen.
Has any of your dad's friends come to one of your burlesque shows?
No, but some of my parents' cousins, bizarrely, have come to shows.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And if you haven't seen a burlesque show, go and see one. It's so incredibly awesome. The performances
take Sue's dad
are
with
wicked.
You. Yeah.
Blake in Aurelia, what about you?
Yeah, g'day, here, young guys.
Yeah, good mate.
Yeah, we were just a few mates. This is going back a few years ago. Went, had a party, just, you know, a few mates getting together, and we decided to order a couple of strippers and topless barmaids. We're sitting enjoying the night, and next minute this girl walks in, and then we realised it was one of the guy's daughters.
Oh!
And he did not know she was doing that.
No. So at the time, it was a bit awkward because we're, you know, guys being guys and making a few comments, and we all had to be sort of quiet and let the daughter and the father walk off, have a little conversation.
Oh, God.
And so it was a bit tense for a while, and then apparently she turned around and said, well, Dad, the show's got to go on and you've paid for me, so I'll just do my show.
Oh, and Blake, wow. I bet everyone was like, that's very good. Very, very good manoeuvre. Well done,
yeah,
well done.
Most of us sort of kept our heads down kept looking at Dad, but yeah, we felt a bit sorry for him at
the
time.
You know what, though? It's a good lesson for life. Like, if you're not sure how to behave around women, just act as if every person that you're seeing is your friend's daughter.
That's an excellent
comment. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Like, just if you needed a life lesson, we'll throw that in for free.
Wow.
Wasn't that long ago we were introduced to K-pop, Korean pop, through a bloke by the name of Psy.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Which took the country by storm. And so we've gotten used to K-pop in the past few years, which is great. But in more recent times, K-pop meets Korean boy band, and we've had BTS. Such a cracking tune.
So much soul.
So much soul, Maddie. I mean, there's Dynamite, there's Idol. Oh. Huge. If you don't like Idol, maybe you like Fake Love.
They did work with Coldplay too,
didn't
they?
They did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the world was their oyster, wasn't it?
It was.
Sorry,
it was, or their kimchi, as you would say in Korean.
Are you rummy to produce it, please? Because I just realised what Maddie did say just moments ago.
Yeah, I don't want to take Matt's thunder. Matt, can you just repeat that joke? Because it's good and Pete missed it.
So much soul.
Get it?
Soul?
S-O-U-E.
Soul.
I don't actually know how to spell the Korean capital, but there you go.
South anyway, Korea. How good's BTS?
Fantastic.
Don't get too into them. They're quitting the band, mate. It's over.
It's a hiatus is coming. It's
not to pursue solo projects. That's it, man.
Yeah, man.
IBS is done.
Why wouldn't you, though? Honestly, like, you know, if you were trying to break into the music industry and they went, look, we're going to put you in this group with these dudes. Good luck.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, it's okay, but I could go solo and do a lot better.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the likes of Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Diana Ross.
Yes.
Beyonce.
You don't need the other guys. No. You don't need the other guys.
Robbie Williams. Like, the other guys aren't. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but of course, like, but going solo, like, also comes with danger.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, as Rami the producer pointed out this morning, who's Michelle from Destiny's Child anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Right?
Yes.
So,
but
you know.
It's all right if you're the one who's going solo because you leave everyone behind in your dust.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like certainly my plan.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what Michelle's up to.
No. Doesn't it matter what Michelle's up to?
Because was Kelly Rowland in that band
Kelly
as well?
Rowland.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Kelly Rowland was in that band.
Oh, so
don't
Michelle,
worry about them.
Michelle
they will
doing?
Definitely what, be on Michelle? Some kind of voice show or no. some kind of judging panel
what's
for
Michelle
reality
doing?
TV.
She was in reality TV.
Of course they were.
In a show called Chad Loves Michelle.
Oh,
her and her hubby. She was also in a movie in 2019 called What My Husband Doesn't Know.
Oh.
See, she's fine. She's got love and secrets. Don't worry about her.
She's also got decades of Destiny's Child royalties.
Well, you hope so.
Totally good. Yeah. But we thought we'd have a bit of fun this morning, right? And we're sort of tossing this around. And of the three of us, who, if we sort of went solo, who might be the successful one? Who would be the Beyonce?
Of Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah.
I love this, but I'd also like to know from callers, those of us that aren't going to make it, and let's be honest, it's going to be me, you know, I'd love to know what they think our side hustle should be.
Oh, it's a great
What
point.
We should go
oh,
into
yeah.
post the disaster that will be my solo radio career.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go straight in and go, I think that Pete's going to have the success
so
being solo.
I. So do I.
Because he goes to all this trouble to, like, build a profile and he does the socials. He's on the Insta, which Matt and I are not.
Let's face it. If the company came to me and said, look, Matt, we've got an idea. We want you to do your own show. It goes for 12 minutes.
Yep.
You don't have to do much except turn up. I'd be like, I'm in.
Oh, you'd sign up before even discussing it with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah. Don't even. I don't care. Yeah. You don't even have to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 minutes an hour is roughly what we talk for. To be honest with you, like once you sort of break it all down.
But our boss would prefer if it was 8, so if you could just tighten it up.
Just tighten it up. You're telling me to move on, Stewie and Byford. What do you reckon, mate?
Boy, you're not going to like it. Kimber's going to be the one to go solo.
Going solo. Okay.
Fair enough.
What's going to happen to the boys?
The reason behind it. Is Kimber, you'll back me up on this. You have outlived every one of the trios you've been in.
That is true.
Oh, little do they know, Stewie, it's me pushing them all down the stairs.
It's the cockroach after the apocalypse.
That is a very good point.
Maybe
good
I'm point. Very hard to work with.
Fiona and Coogee, who's going solo?
You, Pete, for sure.
Why?
You're going to come up with a beautiful Italian sausage recipe, and the other two are going to be understudies for musical theatre.
Already there, my darling. Already there.
The understudy. We'll just never get our chance.
Never.
And also, me coming up with a great Italian sausage recipe might be the time my dad begins to become proud of me, which is great.
Yeah.
And Fiona, she'd know you had that gorgeous seasoned barbecue rub.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
Yeah. It's not around anymore.
No.
Nell in Queens Rocks. What's going
Morning,
on?
Team.
Hello.
Morning, Nell. Who do you think should fly solo?
Definitely Matt. He is the comedic relief. We always need that comedic relief. And I've seen him in a musical, so I know he can pull it off. But I feel like the two of you have still got a bit of something on the background. I feel like Pete would be a great commentator, only just for the Dockers only, even though I'm a West Coast Eagle supporter. Kimber, it could be OnlyFans for you, girl.
That's oh, it's OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I mean, look, I'm rolling in cash. I'll be the one shouting these guys lunch.
And just a shout out to Nell, she's actually my agent.
So. Oh, God, Jamie's got the deciding vote here, apparently.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right, Jamie.
It is.
Who's going solo? Morning,
guys.
Hello, oh, Jamie. God. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Sorry to do this to you, but I think Pete.
Pete's going solo.
I'm going solo. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping
in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. But Jamie, like what will happen to me and Matt?
Well, look, I think you would make a wonderful politician. and not for the more common reasons. I think you're very passionate about some important things. So I think that could serve you very well in politics.
Oh, bless Jamie. Thanks.
And Matt, I can honestly see you maybe running a yoga retreat or something down south. That would be nice.
Oh,
like, well, so I bad. Could do that.
And do you
My
know
wife's
what?
A yoga
His
teacher.
His wife's a yoga teacher. Runs... Ask him how many times he does yoga with her each week.
How many times?
Oh, well, that's not important. Yoga occurs on the inside, Kimber. Thank you, Jamie, and may your chakras be forever aligned.
I don't want to talk about anything important. I just want to talk about this thing that I saw this morning, and this is just the only thing I'm going to talk about all day.
Please.
This person
I hold
on,
you to that.
This person on Reddit who got a crayfish, a pet crayfish.
Yep.
And called the crayfish Leonardo da Vinci.
I love it.
Brilliant. Which I love, right? Brilliant. Like anyone who goes out of their way to create a funny pet name, I'm all over it. Sure. Like I've got a friend who has a fish, Sid Fishes.
Great.
Love it, right? Appreciate it. So he's come back on Reddit and he's gone, look, you might remember my crayfish Leonardo da Vinci. Everyone says, yes, I do. He says, I've got another one. I've got this tiny little friend to go with him and I don't know what to call him. Have you got any ideas?
Mm-hmm.
They've got ideas, guys.
Okay. A new crayfish.
The internet has ideas. A new crayfish to go along with Leonardo da Vinci. Genghis Prawn. Genghis Prawn. It's gorgeous. Matt,
I love how Matt's reaction to this at the moment is gold.
I don't think it's that clever.
Genghis Prawn.
Well, it doesn't rhyme and it's not a prawn.
Wow.
Genghis Khan. Yeah, but not Genghis. I mean, Genghis Khan was the person. But what has Genghis
okay,
Prawn
all right,
got
I'm going to win you over. I'm going to win you over. What about Dr. Cray?
Much better.
As in Dr. Dre?
Yeah, as in Dr. Cray. Yeah.
What were you going to say from what?
I thought it was from Fraser. That's Dr. Crane.
Oh, and also
sure
Fraser? Not even Fraser. Fraser.
Fraser.
Yeah, no, it's the Australian version. It's about Malcolm Fraser. God, you got to start watching more telly.
All right, what about if to match up with Leonardo da Vinci, you'll appreciate this one, Pete, I'm sure. Yeah. Prawnatello.
I like it. I like Prawnatello. It's Donatello. I know he's not a prawn.
Okay, all right.
We have to think,
right,
we
Maddie,
have to look past that.
Pinch Charming.
Much better.
That's good.
Much better. Good.
What about Jean-Claude Land Clam?
That's okay.
Honestly.
I like that one because it's stupid.
They're so stupid, but they're fantastic. And this is all I'm going to contribute to the show today is I'm just going to keep telling you great names. For this guy's prawn. Well, not a prawn.
No,
for his crayfish.
Lobster. Yeah.
It's a lobster.
I love it.
Jean-Claude Landclam. Hilarious.
People are texting. Crustacean the Clown.
Oh, yeah.
Sue Crusty the Clown.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And also Prawn to be Wild.
Cute. Now, look, Matt wasn't so on board. One of the more popular names was Genghis Prawn. Part of your argument was that it's not a prawn.
It's not a prawn and it doesn't rhyme. Yep.
Yeah. And so, look. Look, to try and get you on board, I've gone for some historical names because I feel like this is what would impress you. So what about like Alfred Pinchcock?
Very good.
That's good.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Cassius Cray.
Very good.
That's very good.
Okay. John Prawn Jovi.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Even though it's got prawn in it, I appreciate the rhyme.
Frida Kahlo.
Yep.
Good. Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
Lenny Kravitz.
See, I'll pay that too.
Or
that's very good.
Jacques Cousteau.
Come on. Now we're talking.
Jack Crusto.
Now
fantastic.
We're talking. Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh, see?
Huh?
Fantastic.
I knew I'd get him in with
He's
the historical
board,
names.
But that's clever. Well, Genghis Prawn is based on a historical character, but it just doesn't rhyme.
Okay, can I give you my personal favourite so far, though?
Go on.
LePron James. So stupid, it's excellent.
It's very good. I see trees
of green. He's the landscape architect with the world's best beard who we know and love from Gardening Australia, which is up for a Silver Logie this Sunday night. What a wonderful world. Please welcome Costa Georgiades.
Costa Georgiades. Hey. Oh, what a legend of voice. Now, Costa, let me dive in here, right? We're gonna go back to 2019. You said this in your Logie speech.
This Logie is going to travel the country. It's not collecting dust. I want it sitting on compost bins. I want it in community gardens. I want it going everywhere because this is for you. This is about a narrative, gardening, and taking gardening into the future and bringing everyone with us.
Now, here's the interesting point, right? Because at the time of saying that Logie speech, who were we all to know that we were months away from a nation yet global-wide lockdown?
Mm.
So, and people looking into their backyards, and it led to a fascinating display of people cultivating their backyards and getting stuck in. Bunnings loved it. But have you since made good on that promise? Have you been taking your Logie with you around in your travels?
I sure have. It came came with me to WA up to Kalamunda, and I sat at, you know, when I was doing some talks, and I had it in my bag there, and anyone could just grab hold of it and get photos with it. And it's always funny when I go through security control, because, you know, you can see the logy shape on the monitor, and then someone will call something out, and then all the people in the queue will go, "Oh, Costa, can I get a photo? Can I get a photo?" And that's exactly what I wanted, you know, like just
rock star.
Whole idea that, you know, people were looking at it, that this was all about what we're looking at.
And mate, you're so lucky because you get to enjoy the awesomeness of nature as your work.
Yeah. I suppose that's what we love about each week, just giving people a piece of that puzzle to think about, connect, and then apply some actions with.
God, that is awesome. Matt brings this great question to the table. You answer it with that awesome thing, and then I'm going to come in with something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all part of the grand tapestry of horticulture.
I noticed, Costa, that you...
bullshit.
I noticed that you have two chickens. One is named Flighty and one is named Awesome. And I was just wondering if Flighty feels insignificant.
Flighty's actually the challenging one, because, you know, Awesome just drops down as soon as I walk in and just goes, "Oh, you're awesome." Whereas Flighty goes, yeah, whatever. I don't care who you are. Just give me some food. So Flighty keeps me honest. She keeps me grounded. And she says, "I'm not going to do what you want."
Gardening Australia, a nomination for most popular lifestyle series for the Logies of 2022. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, mate. Thank you so much. And continue doing the wonderful conservation work that you do, mate. You're an inspiration. You really are.
Oh, thanks a lot, team. Really love the chance to speak to you guys and chat to your peeps over there. And I can't wait to be back later in the year, and I'll come in and sort of see you face to face.
Oh, yeah, Costa, you have to make good on not coming in last time. So this time you're coming to my garden.
Deal.
Oh,
there it is.
Thank
That's
you.
Public. It's on record.
Imagine
I love
if
my
Costa
garden.
Disses us again.
I spend so much. No, you know what? I spend so much time in my garden, and I feel like I don't get enough love when I invite people over. I'm like, "Look at my cool garden." I don't think anyone loves it as much as I do. So I'd love to have Costa there.
Costa, take care, mate. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. See you, team.
Hey, you remember a story about Mitzi the dog being stolen earlier this week? If you don't remember, this is what happened.
A Perth couple has made a desperate plea to thieves they say snatched their dog from their front yard. The suspected dog nappers were caught on camera whistling before the dog was apparently led away.
After the break, the war in Ukraine.
Now, there's been an update.
Oh.
All right. Mitzi's been found.
Yay!
Yay! Oh. Mitzi's been found.
Nice to hear the story of a dog coming back.
Yep. Like to hear from people this morning under the banner, "I was only trying to help." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm reading through the story, and the story says this. The cops went around to the house where they found Mitzi. And I quote, "We would like to thank the public for all their assistance, and after an investigation we found there was no criminality involved, the owners are very happy to have her back."
Oh, great. Hang
Wasn't
on.
There footage of the dog being stolen, though?
Not stolen.
Oh.
And the dog was gone for like 3 days. How can there be no criminality?
Yeah. Where's Cole Blanche?
Now I'm just going to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's a very important word, allegedly.
Yeah.
There was no stealing. They were just trying to help because the dog was outside of the property.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, like,
yes.
Oh, there's a dog, random dog on the street.
Now, who knows if that they're standing in front of the house? Sure. Sure, they're standing in front of that, but they don't know whether or not that dog belongs to that particular property.
No.
So they did what they felt was necessary, I'm just assuming.
Yep.
They took the dog home to look after it till they could find the owners.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But at this point in time, there's been a manhunt on for them for 3 days.
There has, yeah.
I tried to help a neighbour who I thought had left their garage door open. And I was like, this isn't normally their style. I'll run in, push the button on the wall.
Oh, no.
Get out. Mm. Thought I was doing the right thing. Turned out they had intentionally left it open because they didn't have access to their property in another way. And I prevented them from being able to get back in their house.
Well done, you.
Really
well
thought
done
I was
you.
Trying to help. I was like, I'm making a difference here. If I had left mine up, I'd hope the neighbour would shut it. No, that's not the case.
Tell me, when you pressed the button, did you do a Indiana Jones roll?
Oh, yeah. It was like, you should have seen me.
So, you know, those times where you meant well,
yeah,
but it wasn't taken that way.
No.
All right, it happens. Bailey in Hall's head, you were only trying to help. What happened?
Oh, mate. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good.
So... I was out on a night drinking, and as always, you go to the fast food afterwards. And I was getting served by a young gentleman, and he looked like he had a big booger in his nose. So I did the right thing, and I said, "Mate, you've got a bat in the cave." He leaned over the counter and said, "It's not a booger. I've got a growth there." And I said, "Oh God."
Oh, Bailey. No. Oh,
that's a shame.
You tried.
Yeah, I did try. You did try, mate.
I don't know if I was the first or the last person to do it either.
Because people always say, "Hey, just speak your truth. Be honest. I can take it." And then look what happens.
Yeah.
Poor old Bailey.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Good on you, Bailey.
Hey, how come we're getting a message from producer Rami saying that this just happened with you and Rami? Did one of you have a booger in the cave?
I can't remember. What happened, Rami? What happened?
Remember, I went, "You've got some food on your lip."
Oh, I got dry skin. I got dry skin. You pointed out my dry skin. Yeah, thanks, Rami. Made me feel real good about myself today.
But Bailey was just trying to get some food. Rami basically loses himself in your eyes. So it's no surprise that he saw something.
You blame him?
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah, move on.